Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Fat Loss Simplified podcast, where we teach you how you can lose 20 or more pounds of fat, heal your relationship with food, and be proud of what you see in the mirror without obsessing over food choices, spending hours in the gym, or giving up your social life. And today we're diving into a much needed topic, as I've had several conversations this week around this. And it's the question, is tracking your macros and calories dysfunctional? And is there a better way to set an example for your kids and those you love around you? But before we get into that topic, just wanted to remind you about a couple opportunities that are available for you here at the show. Number one, if you haven't already done so, please hit either the follow or subscribe button. That ensures that you continue to get our information well into the future, as well as it helps to grow the show and help other people find us who need the exact same information that you're looking for and benefiting from as well. And the nice thing about it all is that it costs you absolutely nothing to share that information. Just hit follow and subscribe. The podcast players will recognize our show as being valuable and push it out to more people as well. In addition to that, if you've been listening along and you think to yourself, you know what, I really could use some help when it comes to solving the fat loss puzzle for myself. I've been counting calories. I've been restricting calories. I feel hungry all the time. I don't get great sleep. And on top of it all, I'm putting in all this work and not seeing any benefit. When I look in the mirror, I'm just not seeing the progress that I want to see. And so I don't look or feel my best. Then go ahead, look down in the show notes below, schedule a free lifestyle audit. It's just the time for us to sit down, talk about what you've tried in the past, what has worked well, what hasn't worked, and see what plan we can put in place to get you looking and feeling your best right away. And with all that being said, let's get right into the show. All right, the topic and the question that we want to jump into today is tracking calories, and even more specifically, is tracking macros obsessive? And does it encourage a negative relationship with diet, exercise, and nutrition? Which is a very important question to ask, because not only does everyone have people in their life that look up to them, but especially if you're a parent and you have young kids and you're trying to model positive behaviors in front of them, you want to make sure that you're doing all of those things in a way that encourages positive body image and sets them up for success over the long haul. And let's face it, that has a lot more to do with encouraging a positive mindset and relationship to these things than it does actual fat loss, right? A lot of people have issues today because in the past, right, the media used to idolize what it meant to have the ideal body. And so a lot of people actually adopted those mindsets, especially in particular parents, and brought them into the household and modeled them for their kids. And those kids have now grown up, and those people now don't want to make the same mistake with their kids. They don't want to encourage a mindset when it comes to nutrition and exercise that's all about the way you look. And you know what? I am totally on board with that mindset. When it comes to fitness and nutrition and fat loss, it is not, I repeat, it is not all about aesthetics. It is not about being as skinny as you can possibly be. It is not about these things that really don't have any value, but instead it's about, can I increase my quality of life? Which brings us to the main topic of tracking. Does tracking take away from your quality of life? And I've talked about tracking in the past, and you actually all know that it's my belief that tracking is the fastest path to fat loss success. However, that's not to say that tracking doesn't have its own potential pitfalls. And those potential pitfalls mostly revolve around our mindset when it comes to tracking. And so tracking can be obsessive, and it can be oppressive, and it can be an extra chore in our life that just makes everything harder, or it can also be a tool that makes everything easier as well. And so as we approach this topic, first, I want to just say that, as with most things, is tracking an obsessive behavior? And I think that it depends. As again, that's the answer with most things. It depends. And it depends on how you approach it. But let's take fat loss out of the equation altogether and approach it from thinking about it this way. Instead of thinking about fat loss, let's think about your bank account. What is the fastest way to make sure that you are saving more money than you're spending? Well, I think that everyone would agree that the fastest path to ensuring that you're saving more money than you're spending is to track, what are my expenses? What are the things that I really need to spend money on? So these are things like housing, utilities, those kinds of things. What are things that I want to spend money on? And these are the things that we want to make sure we have the room and the flexibility to spend money on. And then there's things that we really don't need to spend money on, don't really want to spend money on. They might be, you know, impulse buys and those kinds of things that we really don't need, we really don't want. It's not something that you would have thought of yourself, but it's something you kind of see in passing, you grab and you end up purchasing. And the fastest way to make sure that you are saving more than you're spending is to make sure that you have all your needs taken care of, make sure that you have the flexibility to have all your wants taken care of, and then just formulate discipline around impulse buying and make sure that impulse buying doesn't have a permanent place in your life. Obviously, keeping in mind that the occasional impulse buy is not a big deal, and just like an occasional donut's not a big deal, the occasional impulse buy is not a big deal. But if you're impulse buying all the time, that's when you're going to run into issues. And so most people would agree, when it comes to your finances, the fastest path to make sure that you're building wealth, that you have your finances in order and everything under control, is to track, where is my money coming from? In what quantities is it coming from? And then where is it going? Now, there's two ways that you can think about this. You can think about this and become super obsessive. And you can say to yourself, you know what? I want to save as much as possible, which means that I need to restrict my spending as much as possible. And so you're spending money on housing and you're spending money on your needs category, but you're not spending any money at all on your wants category. And then over time, this behavior becomes so restrictive and so obsessive that people around you begin to notice and they say, you know what? Sally is just a miser. She never spends money on anything. She's really a tightwad. She's really a penny pincher. And they begin to say things about you in that way. And you're actually setting an example for your kids, right? As they watch you as well. And they begin to formulate this relationship with money that's, you know what? Money is scarce. We need to never, ever spend it. And they develop this dysfunctional relationship with money as well. And that can happen with money. That may have happened in your life with money. And we can develop these relationships, but it's not the fact that tracking your income is the issue. The problem comes that tracking your income and then becoming obsessed with the idea of saving the maximum amount as possible, always never spending money on wants, only ever spending money on needs, and then really never making space for impulse buys at all. This is what leads to obsessive money behaviors. And the same exact thing is also true when it comes to your diet and your tracking and your exercise. So many people, when they go into dieting, tracking, and exercise, they begin to think, you know what? What's the least amount I can possibly eat? And so they begin to track their calories and they go, you know what? I think I can go lower. And then they go lower. And even though tracking is the fastest path, because you know where your calories are coming from and you know where they're going, even though it's the fastest path, the most efficient path is not to become obsessive or a miser about it. You, just like budgeting, need to set up categories. What are the things that I need? Things like fiber and protein. What are the things that I want to eat? What are the things that I enjoy on a regular basis? And then what are the things that are impulse buys, right? What are the things that, you know, in passing, maybe once a month or so, I'm like, you know what? I want to have this massive bowl of ice cream, you know? And again, if you do that every day, it presents problems. But if you do it every once in a while, it's not a big deal at all. But a positive relationship with food comes down to the fact that we need to educate ourselves on what we're eating, which is where tracking comes in, and remove the pressure and mindset of, I need to lose weight as fast as possible, and I need to eat as little as possible, but instead forming a positive relationship with tracking and hitting your goals. An example that I can give is that I am currently tracking right now, because I've shared with you that I'm in a fat loss phase, which, by the way, I hit a brand new low weight this past week. But this past week, I also had a donut. I also had a huge ribeye steak that was like 1,000 calories in and of itself. So I definitely got over my calories on that day. And I've eaten several other things that people would look at and they say, you know what, that's not the perfect diet. Those are quote unquote bad foods and, you know, all these things. But at the same time, tracking has unlocked the ability for me to be consistent most of the time. And when I'm consistent most of the time, it unlocks the ability for me to be as flexible as possible. Because now that I've been tracking over a long enough period of time, not only does it take me like seconds a day to do, because it's like super intuitive. I've done it so often and so much that it takes me like zero time at all to track. But not only does it do that for me, give me the education piece, but it also educates me on how my body is reacting to those things. And so if I see a trend in the way I look in the mirror or the way things are going on the scale, if I see trends, I can reverse engineer that because I've tracked. I can look at the data and say, okay, what did I eat over the last few days that's different than what I was eating in the past? And what's causing these things to kind of go in a direction that I don't want them to go? And that can go for either losing weight or gaining weight. So for example, even though I'm in a fat loss phase, my goal is not to lose weight as fast as possible. My goal is to lose fat in a sustainable way while retaining as much muscle as possible. Because it's not that important to me to have a low number on the scale if I lose a bunch of muscle, because I know that if I lose a bunch of muscle, then it's just going to be harder for me in the future. And so there's been weeks where I've looked at the scale and I'm like, oh, this is going too fast. I'm losing weight too fast. And then I've increased my calories in order to compensate for that. And not only did it give me more flexibility, because now I've gained the information that I need to introduce more calories into my diet, not only does it give more freedom for me, but it also prevents me from digging myself into a metabolic hole, decreasing my metabolism by losing muscle, and it really safeguards me from making that mistake. The reverse side of that is there was a week, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, when I had 2 massive ice cream sundaes within 1 week period, and the scale started to go up a little bit too much from what I was comfortable with the trend. But you know what? Because I tracked, I had the information that I needed. Now, when it comes to relating to your kids, you know, there are some people that grew up in an environment where their parents were obsessive trackers. And they're thinking to themselves, you know what? I don't want to model that before my kids. And I would say you are absolutely 100% correct in not wanting to model that behavior before your kids. But the cool thing about it is that you get to choose what mindset you model in front of your kids. For example, the people that have made this statement to me that they don't want to track in front of their kids because they don't want their kids to be obsessive about these things, I also dug a little deeper with those people that I've had these conversations with. And digging a little bit deeper, 100% of the time, the reason why they thought that way, the reason why they were afraid of modeling bad behavior in front of their kids is because their parents were obsessive trackers. Their parents were always talking about how they disliked the way they looked, how they needed to lose weight. They were always trying to track so that they could restrict as much as possible. And you are absolutely right. That's the exact opposite approach from the approach that I would take, which is, you know what? I'm tracking so that I can ensure that I'm getting enough protein and fiber. And when you communicate to your kids, it can be communicated in this way. You know what? The reason why I track is because I want to make sure that I get enough protein, because I want to be able to play with you. I want to be able to lift you up over my head. I want to be able to run around in the field with you and have the strength and stamina to do that. I want to have enough fiber to make sure that my stomach doesn't give me issues, and so that I can have the flexibility to enjoy, you know, some ice cream and things with you on a periodic basis without my stomach bothering me. And so the reason why I do these things is because I want these positive outcomes. And I'm not obsessive over it. As a matter of fact, son or daughter, I am doing this because I want to be as strong and I want to be as confident and I want to be there for you. And so this just gives me the education that I need. And you know what? I'm going to have ice cream sometimes because I want to. And I'm going to do these other things because I want to. And it really unlocks freedom and flexibility Because if you don't know what your body's responding to, then you're really just guessing. And the reason why I think a lot of people get really frustrated in their fat loss journey is because they don't have the data that they need. Things are happening in their body and they're noticing them happen. Like maybe they're noticing the scale go up or noticing changes in the mirror and an increase in body fat percentage. But because they haven't tracked, they don't know why. And because they don't know why, they then get stuck in a different type of mental prison in that they begin to think, you know what? Nothing works for me. And I'm trapped in this body that I'm just not comfortable in. And I also want to propose to you as well that that in and of itself, being trapped in a body that you're not comfortable in, and if your kids notice that, that also teaches them a type of dysfunction as well. And so either way, the question is, what choice are you going to make? How is your perspective on fat loss going to be? What choice are you going to make in order to make sure that you're setting a positive example for your kids and those around you that you love? Because it's not the modality, right, that's obsessive. It's your mindset and approach to the modality that becomes obsessive. So I hope that was a help to you. I hope that you can leave here and use tracking to unlock more freedom and flexibility and see the changes in body composition, see an increase in confidence and strength, and look and feel your best starting right away. With all that being said, hope you have a phenomenal rest of your day. Oh, and today we have something brand new. We just released our Lose Fat Like Crazy ebook. And in that ebook, you receive the answers to the 7 most common questions that our clients come to us asking, and their answers that, when implemented, will allow your body to start releasing fat right away. In addition to that, there's also a bonus of 50 macro-friendly recipes so that we've done all the heavy lifting for you. You don't have to think about which macros will fit into which meals. We've basically handed you the keys. So go down to the show notes below, click on the link, Lose Fat Like Crazy ebook, and download your copy today.